It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jason bringing you Under Your Home with DryZone. Today, I have a guest with me. Troy is going to be here to ask me some questions, actually, because he's a homeowner, and he might have some of these same issues that we're going to be talking about. Last week, we were talking about basements, and we're going to continue with that this week. And we wound up our show last week by talking about how we installed a product called WaterGuard around the perimeter of your basement in order to capture the water that's penetrating through your walls and up through the floor. And ducting this water guard into a sump pump to expel the water away from your house. And today we're going to continue along these lines, and we're going to be talking a little more about what we do to complete the waterproofing of your basement.
Once again, Jason, it's a pleasure being a part of the show as a homeowner. I'm happy to be able to ask you questions about different types of things that I should be looking for, different types of things I should be concerned about as a homeowner. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are a homeowner or if you're thinking about buying a home, I really think you should pay close attention to this show, because we're telling you things that you should actually be concerned about and be looking for, so that if you're buying a home, you can say, I heard that radio show. I don't know. We should be concerned about mold being around the windows. Let's look down at the basement and let's see if there's moisture down in the basement. And if it is, you should say, you know what? We need to either renegotiate a price here or we need to look somewhere else. I also want to touch on the fact that when you guys come out and do a job. I know Bill calls him Chuck in a truck. I always call him Sam driving his Chevy van. You know, you got to be careful with that guy too. But you talk about this 25-year warranty. Ladies and gentlemen, let me repeat that. 25-year warranty. So that means if I have you come do something to my basement and you seal it all up, I have a 25-year warranty. If I'm thinking about selling that house, I'm going to put that up on the table, as we talked about. I'm going to put that on the table so when they come by and look, they know that even though I've sold the house, they still have a 25-year warranty on that basement. Let's touch on that just a bit.
True, Troy. The warranty that we give is a transferable warranty. So if you've had your house for 10 years and sell it, your new owner is going to have 15 years left on that warranty. That is a big, big selling feature for someone buying a home.
So you have it. But let's talk about, I know we touched on this during the last show, but let's talk about how to control the water coming into the basement. How do we do that? How do you do that? Because I'm just going to sit back and watch you do it. Yeah. So let's talk about that.
We're going to capture that water that might be coming into the basement is what we're going to do.
All right.
And we do that by cutting the basement floor down to the top of the footing, installing a product called WaterGuard, which is a molded plastic product designed to catch water coming through the wall or up through under the floor. And the WaterGuard goes around the perimeter of your basement and is tied into a sump pump system, which then in turn pumps the water out of the basement. And once we install this water guard, we concrete back over top of it. So once we're done, you don't even know it's there.
The other thing that I want to touch on, and we talked about the sub pump, the pipe is pushed away from the house, so we don't have to worry about the water coming back in. And as a homeowner, if I say, hey, I want it 15 inches away from the house, you can do that.
Not 15 inches. I mean, we want it a minimum of 10 feet.
10 feet away. Yeah, because see, if I'm doing it, it's going to be 10 inches, but if you guys do it, it's 10 feet away from the house. Yes.
We can take that almost any distance away from the house. The only thing we can't do is run it in your neighbor's yard.
I saw in an advertising that you guys had several different sub pumps that are available. Can I go to my local big box store and get a sub pump and say, hey, I got one? What's the difference?
Our sump pumps are a very, very high quality pump. They have a cast iron housing and a steel impeller. Now, the reason for that is the cast iron housing actually conducts the heat of the motor away from the pump to keep it cool. And the impeller is steel rather than plastic so that particles of sand and grit do not eat it up. We can configure these pumps in a number of different ways. Usually a 1/3 horsepower pump is sufficient, but if we're dealing with a large volume of water, we might place a 1/3 horsepower pump and a 1/2 horsepower pump in the same sump unit. Now, these are actually installed in the sump unit at different levels, so that the 1/3 horsepower pump kicks on first, but if that volume of water coming in there is too great for it to handle, the second pump, the 1/2 horsepower, will automatically kick in. And another option is to add a battery backup that will automatically kick in should there be a loss of electric. Now, the battery backup pump is capable of pumping up to 11,000 gallons of water on one battery charge. Now, the battery looks similar to a car battery, but it's designed especially to run these sump pumps. And the battery is connected to your electrical system so that the battery is kept permanently charged. There's also an alarm on here that should the electric go off or a circuit breaker pop, it will warn you that there is an issue. An audible sound will tell you that there's an issue with that so that you can address it right away. Now, let's go back to the sump container that we use for a little bit. We use a one-piece molded unit with a sealed lid, which prevents the evaporation of water from the sump into the basement. Now, don't forget, this is what we're trying to do, is eliminate all that moisture in your basement. The sump container itself is set in a bed of gravel and is perforated with holes around it, which allows water from underneath the floor to get into it. Now, remember earlier we told you about our high groundwater table here. So if water comes up underneath your floor, it can traverse to this sump and enter the sump underneath the floor, actually before getting into our water management system. Now, there's also a surface drain in the lid of the sump container, which allows water to enter in it. For instance, if you have a plumbing leak and you're not aware of it, you've got water on your floor, it's going to find its way to the sump and it's going to be able to enter the sump container through this surface drain. Now, remember I told you that this is a sealed lid. The surface drain actually has a ball in it that looks something like a ping pong ball. So when there's no water in this surface drain, the ball drops down and seals the opening. When water gets into the surface drain, it causes that ball to float and allows the water to go on down into the sump. So our containers are very state-of-the-art, and we have a couple of different size ones. One is designed for 1 to 2 pumps, and we have another one that's a little bit larger and is sort of an egg shape, which is designed to hold up to 3 pumps. Now, let me tell you about a little problem I ran into one time. We were called by a gentleman to come take a look at his basement. He had actually 2 sump pumps in his basement, but he came home from work one day.
Uh-oh.
And he had several inches of water on his floor. Well, what had happened, the circuit breaker had popped. Both of his sump pumps were plugged into the same circuit breaker. So when the circuit breaker popped, both pumps went out. We always recommend that you have a dedicated line for each of your sump pumps so that this situation won't happen. The other thing would have been, if he had had that electric backup pump, he wouldn't have had a problem because it would have kicked in and taken the water out. Another issue we found in his particular case was that whoever installed his pumps only installed 1.5-inch discharge line to the outside. Now remember, each one of these pumps has a 1.5-inch line. So actually, his discharge flow is being constricted. We install a 1.5-inch discharge line for each of the electric pumps.
Right. If he'd had the battery pack backup, would that have helped too?
The battery would have prevented his basement from being flooded.
Right.
Because the battery backup pump would have automatically kicked in when the water rose to a certain point in the sump, and his electric pumps didn't kick on because the circuit breaker had popped, but the battery backup would automatically kick in at that point and pump the water to the outside. Remember I said this battery backup pump that we sell will pump up to 11,000 gallons of water on one battery charge.
You know what I like about doing this show is that you're a mind reader too, because I was going to ask the question, why would I need a battery backup? Because, you know, usually the power don't go out and only in the winter for like a couple of hours and probably only in the summer for about a couple of hours. But you just answered my question. There are things called emergencies and things that happen like circuit breakers that I don't even take into consideration. In the event that happens, bam, this battery pack kicks right in.
Kicks in and protects protect your home, and for a few $100s, you can save yourself thousands of dollars.
Got it. Do you often find yourself going to homes that where people have called you or emailed you and say, hey, Jason, or hey, Bill, come over and take a look at this because this is I have a problem with this, and you look and you go, boy, what was the guy thinking that did this?
Troy, we see some really unusual things that have been done in basements to try and solve an issue of water. You know, years ago, there wasn't the technology that there is today to handle these types of situations. The technology for keeping a basement dry really didn't start coming into effect until the late 1990s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And this is when, actually, the company that we purchased from, the owner of this company, actually developed this system. Now, this is a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
He actually personally holds 29 different patents. And I really enjoy talking and hearing this gentleman talk because he's one of those people that when you see him or you talk to him, you know his brain's going 90 miles an hour thinking about other things, too. Very, very knowledgeable and a very personable gentleman also. But he started out in Connecticut, where they have a lot of water issues up there with basements. And he has developed these products, and he has now developed an international web of dealers that do the installation of these products. Throughout the United States and the world, actually, there are around 600 dealers that do this. And we all tie together, and we help each other out when necessary. There's a convention every year where the dealers get together. And this is a great thing because, you know, talking to other dealers, you find out the problems they have experienced that might be different than your problems and how they have solved them. So it might be just a situation where someday you will have this same problem and you'll already know the answer to it.
Am I correct, or correct me if I'm wrong, that basements are usually damp? I mean, I go down in the basement, I know it's going to be damp. Even though they may not have a water issue, it's still going to be damp in a basement because it's a basement.
It's a basement. A basement's similar to a crawl space. And the temperature of a basement is cooler than the outside air during the spring, summer, and fall months. And when this outside air enters the basement, either through open windows or doors or just cracks, condensation is created, causing dampness. And if you ever listen to one of our other shows concerning crawl spaces, we talked a lot about the floor joists absorbing moisture from your base, from the water vapor in your basement. This same condition can actually happen in a basement too. So the big thing that we're going to talk about in a little while is being able to control that humidity in the basement. Even though we have addressed your water issue problems, right, there is still the humidity problem that we need to address.
And what do you recommend to overcome this situation?
Well, the solution to controlling the humidity in a basement is very simple. DryZone sells and installs quality dehumidifiers that will remove up to 100 pints of water per day from the air. We have filters, or the dehumidifiers have filters that will remove dust and allergens down to 2 microns in size. Great thing is that they never have to be emptied. We can drain the dehumidifiers into an existing sump pump, or we can install a condensate pump and discharge the water directly to the outside. Another nice feature is that the dehumidifiers can be placed in an unfinished area of the basement and ducted into a finished area. And please, 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 don't compare DryZone's dehumidifiers with those that you buy in a big box store. Quality-wise, there is absolutely no comparison. You know, it all boils down to the old saying, you get what you pay for.
We've got to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to still focus on basements. You're listening to Under Your Home with DryZone, and you can find them on the World Wide Web at www.dryzone.com, www.dryzone.com. You can also call them toll-free, 1-855-DryZone. That's 1-855-DryZone. Let's give out some email addresses.
Okay, Troy, we're easy to get in touch with. You can reach me at jason@dryzone.com, or you can reach Bill Anderson, the co-owner of the company, at bill@dryzone.com. Feel free, email us at any time.
Okay, we'll be back with more of Under Your Home with DryZone right after this.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard, your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months. Don't be left out in the cold. Call DryZone today. 888-617-0360 or online at DryZone/theduck.com.
Go big at Six Flags America, Baltimore's closest theme park. Go faster on 7 pulse-pounding coasters. Go wetter at the all-new Zumazon Falls and our free water park. Right now, everyone pays kids' price with a can of Coke. Or for unlimited fun, get a season pass for the price of a one-day ticket at SixFlags.com. Go big. Go closer. Go Six Flags America.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. How much do you get paid per hour? You know, that's just about what you'll say by going to Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton, instead of one of those cavernous discount stores. What would you rather spend your time doing? Looking for your supplies or actually working on your project? At Easton Hardware, you'll park a few steps away from the door. Not way down there. You'll go inside, ask for what you need, and quickly be shown all the items to complete your successful do-it-yourself project. Not wandering hopelessly lost in aisles of stuff, trying to guess if you picked out the part that will fit your pieces. When you subtract the frustration of trying to look for the supplies you need, subtract the extra time, guess what? It all adds up the savings of both your patience and your pocket. Spend time on your project, not on the supplies, at the real savings place, Easton Hardware. Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton.
Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful.
I help my mom and dad.
I help my teacher put all her mail away.
Friendly, courteous, and kind.
Be good to other people.
Obedient, cheerful, thrifty.
When I go to a Scout overnight, I'm cheerful.
Brave, clean, and reverent.
Be brave is to stand up for what you believe in.
To not be kind of out of it when there's a bear, like, next to you or something.
Be a Scout!
For more information on scouting in our community, contact me, Dan Miller, at 410-443-8847 or go to beascout.org.
Welcome back to Under Your Home with DryZone. This is Jason Harmon, and my guest today is Troy.
Hoo-hoo.
And we are talking about basements, water issues in basements, moisture issues in basements, and how to correct all of these things to give you an area of your home that is going to be usable to you and not just one of those places that's dark and damp that you never go down into.
Now, Jason, you've been in the real estate business for quite some time before you went to work for DryZone. How important is a basement when you're selling a home? How important is a basement that is dry? It has that dehumidifier that is getting all the water out of, the moisture out, I should say, out. How important is that when you're showing off a home to say, and look at this basement?
Troy, a basement can either make or break a sale. A buyer looking at properties is going to expect a dry basement. They don't want to buy a house that has a wet or a damp basement and have to go in and spend a lot of dollars on this property because, number one, they're not going to have a lot of dollars to spend because most people buying a home are sinking most of their available cash into the down payment and the closing costs. So there's very, very little discretionary funds to be able to use for something like fixing a water issue in a basement.
Right.
The other thing that people are looking at with a dry basement is being able to finish that basement off at some point in time. You know, the family expands, or maybe mom and dad comes back to live with the family as they get up in years. Maybe they want a family room, which they don't have on the main level of the house. There's any number of reasons. And with a dry basement, they can do this with no problem. Now, I mentioned something here about finishing basements, but I want to do a little bit of a qualifier here.
Okay.
And this is a little bit of an educational thing because a lot of people don't realize this. When you finish a basement, you have to have an egress. An egress is a access directly to the outside. In addition to the stairway going upstairs, you have to have this egress to the outside. This is by code.
Okay.
In a future show, we're going to talk more about this, but this is something DryZone can do also. One of the things about a basement is it gives you a lot of usable square footage if it's dry. And this square footage is going to be a lot cheaper than adding on an addition to the main level of your house. Family room, bedroom, another bathroom, a finished laundry room, game room. The options are really unlimited
right.
as to what you can do with a basement.
You said by code. What does that mean?
Your counties have building codes.
Okay.
And you have to do any construction according to the building codes.
Okay.
And if you don't, they can come back in and make you do it.
Okay.
And you don't want that to happen.
So, but you guys know that going in. You know all these codes. Like I said, you know, we talked about this earlier in the show when you got Chuck in a truck who comes by and he doesn't know all the codes. And it's no disrespect to, you know, Chuck in a truck, but he just does not keep up with all the codes. He's there today and he's gone. You guys are studying this. You've got seminars that you're going to constantly, and you're keeping up with all of the codes.
This is true, Troy. You mentioned seminars. Our company is big on education. And when I say big on education, I mean our people go to seminars and training courses on a regular basis. And they're not just all local. I mean, we travel all the way to the factory, which is up in Seymour, Connecticut. And these courses last for several days at a time. And the company pays the employees' expenses to go to these training seminars. The other thing that we do that I don't know really any other company that does is offer training and education to the general public. We feel that an informed buyer is going to be a buyer who is going to be able to make a wise decision and make his dollars go the farthest for him. Now, we will put on seminars for organizations, for real estate agents. Let's take, for instance, a Lions Club.
Okay.
We'll even go into a club like that and put on a program. And we have designed programs of different lengths for different situations. And basically, they all touch on the same subjects, but some just go into more detail than others. We can do a 15-minute one. We can do a three-hour one. And they're all prepared and ready to go. All you have to do is give us a call.
So let's say there is the Lions Club, because we have Lions Club around here. We have the Rotary Club around here. We have different types of chambers of commerces around within the listing area. And let's say they say, you know what? I heard the show that you guys talked about basements. I thought it was really good, especially coming from a homeowner's point of view on different types of things like that. But we only have an hour. We got a lunch, and we need a guest speaker for an hour to talk about. Just focus on basements. Can you do that?
Troy, we sure can. Since we have people in an audience that are diverse, in other words, by that I mean we have some that have homes with basements, some with crawl spaces, we have people that might have issues with foundations. We actually like to touch on all of these different subjects when we put on a program. And as I said earlier, we can do this in a matter of 15 minutes, but there it's sort of bullet points, a half an hour, or if they really want it to get into detail, we can do a three-hour one.
Let's give out a phone number and also a email address if someone want to contact you and say, hey, we want you to speak.
Okay, Troy. They can reach us at 1-855-DRYZONE. That is a toll-free number. They can reach me at jason@dryzone.com. Or they could reach the co-owner, Bill Anderson, at bill@dryzone.com.
You know what, Jason, before we wrap things up, I want to talk about, I've seen some basements where you go inside of a basement, and I've seen them where they had water issues and there's stains on the wall. Can't somebody just paint over that and just brighten it up a little bit and go, okay, voila,
Troy, Dry Zone does not recommend painting the walls for a number of reasons.
Okay, all right. All right.
First of all, Troy, if you're painting them to stop the moisture, you're really wasting your money.
Okay.
Because eventually that paint's going to flake off and you're going to have the same problem all over again. If you're painting to cover up the stains, you'd have to apply a stain killer first, since water stains will bleed through almost all paints. And most paints today are latex-based. And latex comes from a tree, and therefore it's organic in nature. Mm. Now, what you're doing when you paint a wall with a latex paint is that you're creating a surface that becomes a potential place for mold to grow. Now remember, mold needs three things: a mold spore, and they're everywhere, moisture, and an organic surface. Now, Dry Zone does have a selection of products designed to dress up these stained walls for a minimum of cost. Dry Zone also has a line of wall paneling, ceiling tiles, floor tiles, made out of inorganic materials and designed especially for basements. But this is a topic for another show, Troy.
You got it. You know, but I think that's a really good point, and I want you to do that one more time. Mold needs three things.
Correct, Troy.
Yeah.
Mold needs an organic surface.
Okay.
Okay. An organic surface means something that has been alive at point in time.
All right.
Latex paint came
with
from
a tree. Gotcha. Okay.
Wood is a tree.
Right.
Leather, a lot of people don't realize.
Wow.
Leather.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay.
And it needs a mold spore, and they're in the air every place. And it needs moisture.
Right.
And if we can control that moisture, we can control the mold, potential for mold to grow in your basement. And we talked earlier about installing a dehumidifier, and this is one of the things that that dehumidifier is going to do, is going to control the level of the moisture to prevent the possibility of mold growing.
This is why it's so great to be sitting in with you to ask questions as a homeowner. First of all, you're honest about your answers, and you're saying this is what you need, this is what you need. But to be honest, when you go and look at someone's basement, you just can't pick up the phone. You can say, I tell you what, I hear what your concerns are, give me your address, let's set up a time, and let me come and let me take a look at it, because it's important to take a look at the basement.
Definitely, Troy. We will not quote you anything over the telephone. No two basements are alike, really.
Mm-hmm.
They might have separate issues. You might need a full perimeter drain. You might need only a partial perimeter drain. We inspect your basement. We determine what your issues are, and we design a system specifically for your basement.
You got it. Now, can I pay you a little bit down to get started, and then can I pay you a little bit down the road? Do you have something like finance that's available that I can talk to you about?
Troy, we sure have.
Oh, good. Okay.
We have available programs where you can make payments for this work. The programs are actually run through a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And we have same as cash programs, or we have regular financing programs. So we can handle the whole thing for you. We don't need to bring in outside people. As I said, the bank, it does, actually does the financing. We give you all the information you need. And actually, it's done over the telephone. All you do is call the bank, give them our figures and some other information, and bam.
It's
you can
done.
Be approved right over the phone.
You can do it. You know what, Jason? And as always, Bill, take another week off, okay? Because it's a pleasure sitting in and being able to ask you different types of questions about things as a homeowner that I should be concerned about. Because, you know, purchasing a house, you know, the thing about it is you're constantly putting money into that house, you know, constantly. And anything that you can eliminate for putting extra money in where you don't have to spend it is a wonderful thing. So thanks for answering a lot of the questions that I have, and I'm sure people over the Delmarva Peninsula also have.
Thanks, Troy. It's been a pleasure bringing you here today.
Let's give out some phone numbers, website address, and of course, if someone wants to get in touch with either you or the owner, Bill, what should they do?
Okay, Troy, we can be reached toll-free at 1-855-DRYZONE. You can email me at jason@dryzone.com or Bill Anderson at bill@dryzone.com, or check us out on the World Wide Web, www.dryzone.com.
As always, it's a pleasure. I look forward to hopefully being with you next week to talk more about Under Your Home with Dry Zone. Thank you, Jason.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with Dry Zone. Dry Zone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at Dry Zone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.